Parents Magazine promotes book for children based on Ibram X. Kendi's Critical Race Theory. By Penny Starr on May 2, 2021. Parents, a magazine that purports to help people raise children, is promoting a book about critical race theory as its May pick for its new Raising the Future book club. The book is a remix of Ibram X. Kendi's young adult book on critical race theory titled Stamped, Racism, Anti-Racism, and You. Now, the second remix is aimed at even younger readers ages 7 to 10. Parents describes the book club in its latest pick online. Here at Parents, we believe change starts with us. Our children are always listening, always learning. And it's our job to raise them to see the world as the wonderfully diverse place it is so they can make it even better. We also believe that educating ourselves and our children is best done together. Which is why we're excited to announce a new way for us to learn, Parents' new Raising the Future Book Club. Each month, we'll feature new books and introduce you to authors so you can learn more about their experience writing their books, and their experiences parenting. Raising the Future Book Club picks will include titles for kids and adults to read together, focusing on topics that shape our world and expand our worldview. Discussing racism in age-appropriate ways is top of mind for many parents. Authors Jason Reynolds, Pictured, and Ibram X. Kendi wrote the bestseller Stamped, Racism, Anti-Racism, and You as a Yearbook. It's now been adapted for younger kids by Sonia Cherry Paul. Doctor of Education. Watch Reynolds read from Stamped for Kids, and take questions on at Parents Instagram Live on May 22 at 3 p.m. EST. Head to parents.com/bookclub for details. Ages 7 to 10. The website includes a quote from Parents Editor-in-Chief Julia Edelstein about the book. If we want the world to change, and our children to be the change makers, we must embrace stories from more than one point of view, Edelstein said. The book listing on the Amazon website does not have excerpts from the new book, but it describes it this way. Kids will discover where racist ideas came from, identify how they impact America today, and meet those who have fought racism with anti-racism. Along the way, they'll learn how to identify and stamp out racist thoughts in their own lives. Ibram X. Kendi's research, Jason Reynolds's and Sonia Cherry Paul's writing, and Rochelle Baker's art come together in this vital read, enhanced with a glossary, timeline, and more. Kendi's book on critical race theory claims he found the first racist in the world, Gomes Inés de Zarara, circa 1410-1474, was a Portuguese writer appointed to chronicle the life of Prince Henry the Navigator. He said they were hypersexual savages, making him the first known African racist. When I was growing up, we called this drinking the Kool-Aid or selling out. Either way, Zarara's documentation of the racist idea that Africans need slavery in order to be fed and taught Jesus, and that it was all ordained by God, began to seep in and stick into the European cultural psyche. And a few hundred years later, this idea would eventually reach America. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.